Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. It's time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Did you ever wonder why your credit score may have dipped or dropped or gone up? You never care.
No.
Okay. Well, then you close. You can go have a cup of coffee now, and then I'll tell this and let everybody else listen to it if they want to hear it.
I don't have to listen now?
You did. Why start, you know? Well, anyway, I am intrigued by the whole credit rating system. With electronic transactions pretty much the norm now, the changes in my credit score change on a dime. I am prompted to write this report because I watched my score dropped 18 points about 30 seconds after I applied for a travel credit card. I just wanted to get that 90,000 miles, you know, whatever.
Wow.
I anticipate traveling a lot to a vacation location. And when we could drive there, but when it's a quick trip, we'll fly, you know, just going for a weekend or something. It's not worth driving all that far. So the only airline that regularly services that area is United. So I applied for a credit card that promises to give me free checked bags, lounge access, priority boarding, and enough mileage points to book a couple of free round-trip tickets. So the credit score dipped because I applied for that card. The second I submitted the application, I just happened to be looking at my credit score before that, the card issue electronically checked my credit score. That's called a hard inquiry. It could affect my credit score for as long as a year. The application was accepted, but I was still hit. There are other reasons you could see a dip in your score. First of all, if you close a credit card account, it essentially closes a line of credit you have. The more credit you have, generally, translates to a better credit score. Now, I would think that having less credit at hand would make me less at risk, but it's the opposite. Go figure. Closing a card raises your credit utilization ratio. If you have two cards that offer, say, $10,000 credit limit combined, and you have a $2,500 credit balance, your card utilization is 25%. When you cancel one card, you now have credit of just $5,000. So your outstanding balance of $2,500 has now raised your credit utilization to 50%. Anything over 30% will lower your score. Paying off a major loan will also lower your credit score. That seems counterintuitive.
Yes, it does.
But go figure. I can't explain that one. So anyway, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
An interesting subject. I mean, we're talking about at our house, since my wife retired several years ago, she's been one of these people who's checking the credit cards and stuff, not daily, but very consistently.
Gotcha.
She'll take a few minutes to check in and see if any, you know, our credit score is way up there. So I don't worry about it. But you know, how much interest are they charging a month? Because I don't pay interest.
I have no idea. Like, I know that they give these warnings. It's going to be 26% or 19% or something.
So the people who actually issue the credit cards, MasterCharge or
right.
Visa,
right?
What is their profit margin?
Huge.
About 99%.
Why do you think they give you all these miles and everything? Well, like the vendors are paying that because yeah. they pay a percentage. That's why now they've allowed, and this is through the Credit Protection Bureau that's been dismantled, is now they are allowed to charge us 3% extra if we use a credit card. Now, that sounds terrible, but for those who are paying cash, they're being penalized.
Yeah.
You know, before that rule. So,
well, there's something that no politician will ever look into.
But they don't want to touch it. They don't want to touch it.
It's like, because they know where their money is coming from, and it's not coming from out of my pocket, the politician.
Yeah, well, I try to take my own advice and is never pull out that card to use it unless I know that I have the money to pay it off
sure.
immediately. Otherwise, don't use it.
But, you know, there are people out there with a couple, three kids and a mortgage, and I've been there.
Yeah.
Where it's money is tight, and we kids got to have new shoes and all this and that. But so charging that kind of interest rate, I think the Bible says those people go straight to hell, but I'm not sure.
Well, Ted,
you know anything about that, Ted? About
Ted buys his cat's boots, right?
His cat's boots.
Every once in a while, he's got
cat boots.
Puss in boots.
Puss in boots.
What is it? You know, what if they said, we said, hey, you can't charge more than 10%. Would these people just
be outrage?
Yeah.
But then there's also credit card fraud,
sure.
which is rampant. Yeah. You know, I mean, how many times have you gotten an alert that somebody's buying some shoes in San Francisco or something, you know,
we've
or
had
Tokyo
our cards
or something?
Reissued several times.
Yeah. Well, when that happens, think about it. You don't have to pay that back.
That's true. Yeah.
And so that's some of the risk that the credit card company takes on, and they have to pay it, or they probably have insurance for that. But
well, Ted doesn't get any extra money taking the risk of working with me every morning.
Exactly.
He should have some sort of a...
Really? That's a huge premium right there.
You would think.
Yeah.
the Mac bonus.
the Mac. I've got it. It's like hazardous duty pay in the military.
All right. Speaking of which, today is National Military Brats Day.
Ah.
Honoring the children of military personnel.
That's me.
About 1 in 25 Americans is a military brat.
That few.
Since the Department of Defense did not keep precise records of military personnel's children, no one knows the exact number. There are many military brats in this community, I know. McConnell, for one reason, including three of my grandkids.
Right.
My dad served in the military, but I don't consider myself a military brat. Served in World War II, came home, that was it. But if you're a career person, like my son Scott was of the dubious opinion that going and serving in his country and whatever places he needed to go was good for his career. So he went here, there, and everywhere for several years.
Right, right, right.
He got to a certain point, and he found out if he'd been playing golf at home, he'd have been way ahead.
Oh, boy.
That's another story.
He's not bitter.
But you talk to people. I talk to people all the time, and so do you, Ted. We talk, interview somebody. Sometimes I'll get in their background and say, well, you know, I was in the Army or Air Force, and I came here, and I loved it here, and I stayed here. I retired here. So
yeah,
a lot of people do that. Military Brats Day.
Yeah, well, I'm the son of a draftee, and I was a brat, so maybe I'll qualify for that.
It was on this date, April 30th, 86 years ago, 1939, Lou Gehrig played in his 2,130th consecutive game. And his last, the Iron Horse didn't miss a day of work for nearly 14 years. But his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, to keep going, so... The streak came to an end. The Iron Horse, quite a guy. Lou Gehrig, as I remember, a native of New York. I think he attended Columbia University.
Yeah.
He wasn't dumb. He was a sharp cookie. He had a college education, but he could sure hit. Oh, man. Well, and you see the old photos of him and Babe Ruth, and Gehrig just has these massive legs, I mean, and arms. He was a big fella. And apparently just a heck of a good guy.
And you look at some of his numbers, they're still impressive.
Yeah, he was a great player.
And of course, he held that consecutive games record for decades. Only one guy's been able to top it ever since.
Yep.
Cal Ripken.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting is suing the White House after President Trump removed three of its five board members. The suit argues that the law that created CPB does not grant the president the authority to remove board members and gives it independence from government control. The CPB distributes over $500 million annually to public broadcasters, with PBS and NPR stations receiving a significant portion of their revenues from the corporation. The board members targeted by Trump include appointees of both former President Joe Biden and Trump himself. So, public.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Broadcasting, suing the White House.
I should have been a lawyer. There's so many lawsuits.
You know,
I should have.
Keeping them busy.
Should have gone to law school.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania funeral home, facing charges over allegedly giving pet owners fake ashes while throwing the animals' remains in a landfill.
Oh, no.
Patrick Verib, owner of Verib Funeral Home and Eternity Pet Memorial in Pittsburgh, allegedly received over 6,500 pet owners, deceived over 6,500 pet owners, by providing ashes from unknown animals instead of their pets.
Oh, no.
Verib collected over $657,000 in fees from pet owners who were promised a private cremation but did not receive their pet's ashes.
How did they know?
I don't know.
How did they figure this out?
How do you figure out who's that? Apparently somebody snitched on him.
Yeah, somebody must have said something.
Somebody said, hey, you know what this guy's doing? And at least that's the way it looks, doesn't it?
Ugh. Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.